people-first organizations will win in the future of work.
Your only real asset is your people.
We all want purpose-driven work.
HR-led organization is...
I'm sorry, but leaders don't lead empty desks and empty shop floors.
Welcome to the People Strategy Leaders Show. I'm your host, Sri Chalapa, founder and president of Engagedly, and a serial entrepreneur in technology, films, and music. This is where we talk to people leaders, business strategists, and organizational savants about leading in the time of change. What is working, what is not working, and more importantly, what we should be thinking about. Stick around to the end of the show. We will reveal how you can be our next guest. And now, let's engage.
Hello, this is Sri Chalapa with People Strategy Leaders Podcast. Today, I'm joined with Dominic George. Dominic George is a leadership coach for Black men, founded Vision Leadership for Life over 5 years ago. He specializes in guiding mid-level professionals to senior leadership roles. With a master's from Columbia University, he leverages his education and expertise to provide tailored coaching that fosters confidence and resilience. Dominic's mission extends beyond career progression, aiming to reshape the narrative for Black men in leadership through personalized sessions that equip clients with the tools needed for influential leadership. Welcome to the show, Dominic. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you for having me on your platform and your podcast to have this conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that was resonating with me when you were talking about your leadership, and you obviously coach a lot of leaders, young leaders, people of color. What is some of the biggest challenges you've seen these leaders face when you talk to them?
Yeah, some of the biggest challenges that I come up against as I'm navigating individuals trying to elevate their career from mid-level management to or into senior level management is really imposter syndrome. That comes up a lot, this idea that you don't feel qualified or you don't feel like you're positioned to be in the role that you're in. And so I spend a lot of time on mindset. I spend a lot of time on helping leaders understand that they're in the place that they're in for a reason and they have the skill set. It's just a matter of pulling out those things that are in their mind that are preventing them from moving forward, and equipping them with the skills to understand that they are great leaders and they can enhance their leadership skills by both practice, by mindset shifts, and just understanding the nuances of how they think about their own leadership. So those are the biggest thing that comes up in my leadership coaching, at least in the beginning.
Yeah. The one thing that we were talking about is around burnout, right? And you're seeing a lot of burnout lately from different young leaders. Are you seeing anything that's different than it used to be, and what might be causing that level of increase in burnout?
Yeah. So one of the things that I really support leaders is understanding how not to lose themselves in that process. And some of the top three things that I see in that roadmap to burnout is often leaders are really mimicking individuals who are in the workplace who maybe don't look like them, who maybe don't have a similar background, a similar upbringing, or even similar leadership coaching style. And so I primarily see as leaders are moving towards that place of burnout that they're self-silencing because they're editing who they are in order to fit a mold of somebody else. Mm-hmm. They're also taking on this emotional labor of consistently reading rooms. They're consistently smoothing out tension in the workplace and carrying other people's comfort as they lead on their shoulders. And the third place is sort of a identity erosion, where one day you sort of wake up and you realize that you've been building your resume, you've been building your leadership identity on the ideals and values of someone else that you've been mimicking. And so I see that leading towards burnout, which is why primarily I focus on mindset as I'm supporting a leader in growing and developing in those initial stages, especially in the earlier parts of our coaching.
So when you you know, talk to these people who are struggling with authenticity because they want to fit in, if you will, with the, mm-hmm. with the commonly told mold of leadership. And how do you guide someone to reset and recover the leadership voice without losing the progress they're making in their career?
Yeah, which is a great question. It's definitely harder said than done. And I believe that it is possible. The first place that I start, I sort of focus on three M's in my coaching practice. There's mindset, there's mastery, and then there's motivate. And the mindset is where you really get to get clear on who you are. And inside of that mindset is where I primarily focus on a leader's leadership DNA, where I'll coach you to understand like who you are as a leader. How do you show up? What are your values? What are your non-negotiables as you're navigating your leadership landscape? And inside of that mindset, it's about understanding what are the negative thoughts that when you walk into a room where imposter syndrome might creep in, where your leadership might get tested, that you get to pull out those negative thoughts in order to really understand and define your leadership DNA, because that's your foundation. When you could clearly understand who you are as a leader, not mimicking someone else, not trying to emulate something you've seen, but actually grounded in your values, grounded in your story, your upbringing, your background, then that's how you truly show up as a leader and stay grounded and not lose yourself in the process. So again, it's that mindset piece in order to get to mastery, which is some of the soft skills, some of the hard skills of leadership, in order to show up in that executive presence way that allows you to move towards those senior level roles.
So what, you know, when you talk to these people that are trying to get to the next level, so they're mimicking maybe their superiors or people they've seen successful in their organization and who may or may not have the same background and, and a mindset, I guess they come with. What are some of the characteristics that you see when you like, oh, this person is actually the one you're coaching, for example, in this case, is losing their plot, if you will, you know, because they are trying to mimic somebody else, not be authentic. How do you know?
Yeah, it's those moments where I often talk about the mass in the mirror. And there's moments where you've conditioned yourself to wear a mask consistently in the workplace because you're trying to adopt, you're trying to fit in, you're trying to adopt the mold and versus the mirror. So if you think about it in the morning, when you get up and you brush your teeth, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Oftentimes people are having some type of self-conversation in that moment where they're either having positive thoughts or negative thoughts, or it's on the drive to work where you're having a mindset around what the day is going to look like before you even get there. And often what I see in the leaders that I coach is mental health becomes the barrier for that burnout. So when I talk to leaders, their idea of the mask versus the mirror, when they think about showing up at work, they've often shielded themselves from who they really are in the workplace. And they start to have self-doubt. They start to have negative thought processes about their leadership, whether they're qualified, whether they're able to really step in and lead people in the way that they know that they can lead. And it's really, I think the early signs are some of those self-doubt, imposter syndrome, negative talk to yourself that you're either not qualified or it's just challenging to be in the workplace every single day. Those are usually the early signs that I see of a leader.
Oh, and then, and people who are constantly wearing that mask, in your view, are the ones who eventually will burn out. So what are some of the signs of burnout that you notice, or at least that person can look at?
Say that one more time.
What are the signs of a burnout for an individual who's, you know, trying to overcome that imposter syndrome?
Yeah. So some of the signs are you're in a work meeting and you're just checked out. you're thinking about the next task, you're thinking about the next responsibility, because when you look at your to-do list, it's everlasting, it's never ending, and you're multitasking in a meeting where you should be present as a leader. You're also thinking about what are your next steps in order to get things done throughout the day. Some other signs that I see leaders leading towards that roadmap of burnout is when they're in the workplace, they're really something that I talk about. I wrote a book called The Authentic Edge, Leading Without Losing Yourself. And one of the things I talk about is this idea of, are you leading for respect? Are you leading for validation? And in those moments where you're looking for validation, you're always trying to prove, you're always trying to really position yourself so that you're avoiding conflict, you're avoiding the tough conversations, the difficult conversations, versus respect is more geared towards legacy in leadership, where you're leading in a way where you're showing up authentically, you're showing up with your individual edge, which is your leadership DNA, right? Which is your story, your values, your upbringing, and how you choose to lead in the workplace based on your own perspective of what needs to shift in the world.
Mm-hmm. And so with these individuals that you work with that have initial stages of burnout, or maybe they're in the middle of the whole burnout situation, and some of it could be driven by also the environment they're in. You know, maybe it's a very tough environment, maybe it's a very competitive mm-hmm. environment, maybe there's a lot of toxicity at workplace, there's backstabbing by, you know, other potential people vying for that coveted spot, you know, things like that. Like, how do you know, how do you approach those situations with these leaders that you're coaching?
Yeah, so I coach people to really stick to their lane. You were hired for a specific reason. You were hired for your skill set, your values, your leadership DNA, really, which just happened to get lost along the way. And something I speak to is really understanding your lane. Like, what are your levels of expertise? What got you to that seat in the first place? Usually it's individuals who are high performers prior to leveraging that senior leadership role or moving in that direction. And there were certain skills that got you to where you are. And so I really focus on leading from your lane. And then the second thing that I really focus on is courageous contribution, right? So when you're in the workplace and things are tough, you're not always going to be around individuals who are like-minded, but most times you're going to be around people who are going to push you to the next level, whether that's pushing your perspective, whether that's pushing back on your philosophy, your values. And it's about courageous contribution. And so when I think about courageous contribution, it goes back to that mindset. Are you willing to have the tough conversations? Are you willing to stand in your values so that you could push the dialogue to a place where you get to make extraordinary impact? And then the last place is really strategic alliances. I coach people to really think outside of their department. Oftentimes when I'm working with leaders who are working towards elevating their position, their careers, they're often putting their heads down, which is something that's taught over time. Like, put your head down, work in your lane, and focus on your work. But when you're in the leadership capacity, it's about leading across, it's about leading up and leading down. And so I really coach young leaders, especially, to create those strategic alliances across departments, because those are the individuals who are going to support you in your high priority initiatives. Those are the individuals who are going to push you to new levels as you're collaborating, as you're working together to create the win-win across your organization. And it only echoes down, it echoes up when you're able to collaborate across your lane, really.
Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about, like, what type of people come to you for help? Like, what are the typical challenges they're facing specifically that they articulate to you? Like, this is where I need help. What are some of the common things you're hearing these days?
Yeah. So the first thing that I often hear is, individuals who are in a place where they feel like they've tried everything, and they've often tried everything on their own, where they're positioning themselves for promotion, they've asked for the promotion, but somehow they're just not getting that elevation in their career. And they have tried the performance reviews, they've improved on what they thought they needed to improve on. Those are generally the people who are reaching out to say, I need help to get to the next level. That's sort of the first niche of individuals. The second, and where I focus there is, again, understanding your leadership DNA, your style, your story, and your non-negotiables in those values. And then the second individual who I see is the person who wants to enhance their executive presence. So they understand what it takes to get to the next level. They understand how to lead at a high performing team, but they're just not sure on how to show up and scale. And so I see those individuals reaching out for support because they're looking to really grow their leadership in a way where they could scale their organization, they could scale their department. And it's really about creating systems and foundations in that perspective. And then the third place that I find is the leader who has moved into senior leadership and they're continuing to day in, day out, produce high performing impact. But then at some point along that journey, they've lost themselves in the process and they start to burn out. They start to show up to those meetings where they're disconnected, they're checked out, and they're trying to figure out, is this the place that I should be? Or is it something about my leadership that needs to shift? And so I am coaching to those three types of individuals typically. And those are some of the questions that come up.
Yeah, I think one key thing that you mentioned here, the last part, you know, people who reach a certain level and then they're like questioning what they're doing on a daily basis. It's probably because they lost the plot. Like, why did they want to go to that level in the first place, right?
Yeah.
What was it about that? And they're so focused on the destination, I feel, of that VP level title or whatever the title is that they want to be at, that they lost the joy of the journey.
Yeah.
And then the destination is not what it seemed to be when they first started. And it's like, this is not, they get like 2 minutes of joy from achieving that title. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, what am I really doing? You know, is this really what you wanted to do? And it's, maybe that leads to sort of life reflection as well. It's like, what is it that your purpose is? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you living true to your purpose? And I think that's probably where authenticity comes in.
And one of the things that I see or I really coach around is understanding purpose versus a title. So leadership is not, it doesn't land in titles, it doesn't land in position, it doesn't land in salary, it lands in impact. And when those individuals are in that space of burnout, what I'm often leveraging in those conversations is, one, going back to like, how do you shift your mindset in that moment? Because if you're in a space where you can't even think positively to yourself, then you're not going to move past that burnout state. So really getting clear on the mindset. But in addition to that, what I'm coaching to in those spaces of burnout is, what is your purpose and what is the real strategy in how you claim your impact and what do you want to see in the world as you show up as a leader? And what I find is that when individuals are repositioning their perspective from title to position to salary to then focus on purpose and impact and legacy, that they start to either re-understand why they chose to do this work. I think it's very clear to get clear on your why in anything that you're doing. And when leaders get clear on the why, then they can understand their purpose and then they could rediscover what their values are, what their identity is in that leadership structure. And that usually pushes people to a place to understand that it's really just a temporary feeling that you're burnt out in this moment because you've renegotiated some of your non-negotiables. You've renegotiated some of your values in the workplace. And that typically leads people to really show up differently in the workplace in a more positive and impactful way.
So what And then even for these people, you know, some of them are looking to, the ones who are achieved that coveted title, or they tried the role that they wanted of the influence, it's sometimes it is above their level of confidence they're at, right? Because they've achieved it, and now they have to learn something new because it's stretching them. And I'm not saying they can't. Obviously, they can. Otherwise, that management wouldn't have put trust in them to promote them.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're present in the role. And one of the things I wanted to ask you was, so in that, the higher up you go in an organization, the more sphere of influence increases as well. So how do you coach these individuals who are in those roles to move from just being present in their role and just grinding it versus moving to a position of influence and without necessarily authority sometimes, right?
Yeah, and that's it's a great question. That's where the leading up, leading out, and across departments is really important. I believe in, again, strategic alliances, and that is looking at your coworker across a work stream and figuring out how do you create the win-win so that you both are not only elevating the company together, but you're understanding each other's values, why you got into this work together. And I think it's when that synergy happens that you're able to not only elevate your position because you're rebranding how you work with others, you're rebranding how collaboration can look inside of an organization, which I think doesn't happen enough. And it ultimately teaches your team that it's okay to reach across the aisle. It's okay to reach across departments for support and elevate someone else's leadership in the process.
So in your, now you studied obviously about this topic quite a bit. In your view, what is, I guess it's the last question really in terms of closing thoughts. What is fundamentally different about leadership in today's world versus what was probably true 20 years ago?
Or 30 years? Great question again. I think we're always evolving. We're always changing. And I think the biggest thing right now in our current landscape of leadership is AI and how that's been integrated into our workplace. And so there's a lot of scarcity mindset. There's a lot of thoughts around, am I going to be replaced as a leader? Are my people going to be replaced? And you see leaders sort of scrambling to figure out that question of how do you make extraordinary impact alongside AI and some of these systems? And although I don't talk about this in my book, The Authentic Edge, Leading Without Losing Yourself, what I do talk about is how your leadership stays consistent throughout time as you elevate your leadership DNA, as you hone in on what are your values, what are your non-negotiables, what is your story that makes you authentic in the workplace? Because what stays consistent is leadership, whether you have AI or not. It's either going to help you elevate your work processes and you need a leader to understand how to direct that workflow, or it's going to create chaos because you don't have that leader who's grounded in the work that they're doing. You don't have that leader who is intuitive enough or have the emotional intelligence to understand who's on their team and how their team is performing. And so it could be a double-edged sword in how AI is integrating into our workforce, but I see it as a positive. I see it as an opportunity to really elevate individuals' performance, enhance creativity while strengthening the leaders today that we have in the workplace, which I think they have the capacity to blend and integrate AI in a way that enhances their leadership.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's one way to think about how do you use AI to automate manual repetitive stuff so that you can really focus on that what makes us truly human, which is the softer, non-computable aspects of our work, right?
Exactly.
Non-mechanical aspects of our work, non-aspects of our work that seem somewhat imperfect, you know? So, well, great. Well, Dominic, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Can you let us know how people can learn more about you and where they can reach you?
Yeah, there's a few different ways that you could reach out to me. Primarily, I'm on LinkedIn. You could find me. My username is Dominic C. George on LinkedIn, which has my information on how to contact me. You could also listen to my podcast, Vision Leadership for Life, where I share tips and tools to elevate your leadership, again, without losing yourself. And on LinkedIn as well, you could also get access and subscribe to my newsletter, where I send similar weekly updates to individuals who are trying to elevate their career and their leadership landscape without losing themselves. And then finally, if you are not in a space where you're ready to book an executive coach, you could also get my book on Amazon. Again, that's called The Authentic Edge, Leading Without Losing Yourself.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Dominic. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to reading your book as well. And thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And I hope a lot of people take advantage of your coaching and help elevate their own careers and their purpose.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And it's been a pleasure to have this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you. Until next time.
Sri Chalapa here. Thank you so much for listening to the People Strategy Leaders Podcast. If you are a successful leader or a people strategist who would like to be on this program, please visit engagedly.com/people strategy leaders podcast. If you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag People Strategy Leaders. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter at Sri Chalapa. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. And thank you to Patrick Ramsey, sound engineer at Kalinga Production Studios, for recording and mixing this show.